I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Good morning, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and today on the show, I'm really excited because we're gearing up for Kwanzaa. I'm going to talk a little bit about the holiday and play some fun and educational songs about Kwanzaa. So maybe you celebrate Kwanzaa, so this is great, and if not, and maybe you don't know what Kwanzaa is. So keep listening. We're going to talk about Kwanzaa. Next week is Boxing Day, and the Student Union building is going to be closed. So I won't be here again until next year on January 2nd. So you might be listening right now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online from anywhere in the world at citr.ca. Or you may be listening online again at cosmicdimensions.com because this show is syndicated on their online station as well. If you'd like to get on the air today, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And you can also sign up on Facebook and add me as a friend at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Just do a little search for me. There's also a Synchronicity group there that has a few members starting to come and join. So join me on Facebook if you feel so inclined. And today, call me at 604-822-2487 with your holiday wishes. What's something that you'd like to get out there on the airwaves before the end of the year? Do you have wishes for the world this Christmas, or you have a special Christmas wish or message that you want to send out to a friend or a loved one who might be listening in Vancouver? Or, you know, you could call them up and say, hey, I've got a message for you on the radio. Tune in to CITR 101.9 or CITR.ca and take a listen. They can also listen after the show. So you can call in and send out a message and email your friends a link to the podcast page and they can hear your message after the show. So feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. If you have any New Year's resolutions that you want to share or some challenges, like, you know, maybe you're doing some kind of green project for the new year and you want to challenge the rest of Vancouver to participate, feel free to call in with that. So today, again, I'm really excited because I have seen this holiday Kwanzaa on the calendar every year. I'm like, what is Kwanzaa? And I didn't really know anything about it. I assumed it was some kind of religious holiday. But here is some information that I gathered off the internet. Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration with focus on the traditional African values of family, community responsibility, commerce, and self-improvement. And again, I didn't realize this, but I found out that Kwanzaa is neither political nor religious, and it's not actually a substitute for Christmas. It's its own separate holiday. What it is a time of reaffirming for African American people their ancestors and culture. And in the Swahili language, Kwanzaa means first fruits of the harvest. The holiday was founded in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karenga and is now celebrated by more than 18 million people worldwide. And maybe this year you'll choose to celebrate Kwanzaa too. Kwanzaa is a 7-day celebration that starts on December 26th, which is Boxing Day here in Canada, and ends on January 1st. A candle holder known as the Kinara holds 7 candles, one representing each day and each of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. The top candle in the center of the Kinara is black, and the 3 candles on the left side of the Kinara are red, and the other 3 are green. So the black candle in the middle is the first candle that gets lit. So again, you can call in during the show with your holiday wishes, or you can email, you know, if you're shy to get on the air, you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com and I can share your holiday wishes with the airwaves here in Vancouver. And again, the number to call is 604-822-2487. 8-7. So just before I play this CD, I'm going to start out just going over really quickly the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And the CD I'm going to be playing is Kwanzaa for Young People and Everyone Else. And when I borrowed this from the library, I thought, oh, it's going to be for kids, but I'll give it a listen. And actually, I really like most of the songs. They are for kids. They are kids' songs, but they're really uplifting and inspiring and energizing. And so I hope that they'll get you in the mood for Kwanzaa and in the mood for the weekend, because hopefully it will be a nice weekend. They're expecting snow. So if you have any shopping that you need to do, you might want to do it before the snow starts. So the first principle of Kwanzaa is umoja, which means unity. And that's the black candle that's lit on December 26th. And I'll be playing a song for each principle. The second principle is kujichagulia, which means self-determination. And that's the first green candle. The third principle is ujima. And ujima prepares young community members for collective work and responsibility because, as the West African proverb says, rain does not fall on one roof alone. Ujamaa is cooperative economics, and that is the last green candle. Nia is the fifth principle, and that means purpose. And that's the first red candle, which is lit on December 30th. Kuumba means creativity, and you're encouraged to celebrate creativity and share your creations with the world. A lot of the gifts that are given during Kwanzaa encourage you to use Kuumba, which is creativity, to create handmade gifts rather than store-bought gifts. So that's something, especially right now during the holidays, it's nice to get something that is handmade and really thoughtful, I think. Sometimes we go to the store and we just buy something for the sake of buying a gift. And when we make something, we put so much more into it that our heart and our love and our energy goes into that object that we're creating. And the seventh principle, imani, means faith. And that is the final candle that is lit on January 1st for the new year. So we're going to start with the CD in just a second. And next year is the next show. So today is the last show of the year. And next year, January 2nd, I'm going to be bringing in, if you remember, Sage Natural Wellness donated a bunch of gifts for the funding drive, and we still have some of those left. So I have some gifts that are going to help you get started with your New Year's resolution, if one of those resolutions is to lose weight or to detoxify after the big parties on New Year's Eve, then tune in on January 2nd for your chance to win some prizes to help you with those types of resolutions. So now, the Kwanzaa for young people and everyone else. The first song is Umoja, which means unity. Again, this is the black candle on December 26th. Happy Kwanzaa.
Umoja means you.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Hey, it's CITR 101.9 FM. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Happy Kwanzaa! Well, it actually doesn't start until next week, so I'm getting you geared up because there's not going to be a show next week. December 26th, Boxing Day in Canada, also the first day of Kwanzaa, and that's the day when you light the black candle for Umoja, which is the song we just heard from Kwanzaa for Young People and Everyone Else. And the next song is The principle number two, Kujichagulia, which means self-determination, and it's the first green candle. So here it is on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh, wait a second. We have... Oh, I thought we had a phone call, but we don't. So here... CITR? No, it's not working. So here is the second principle, Kujichagulia on CITR.
Self-determination. You have the power to decide now who you are. No one else could ever be you. You have something very special to do. Do that something for the world to see. Someone with your very own name. You are someone with a purpose and aim. Be that someone and you'll find you are free. Yeah. Be free.
Who I'm gonna be.
Who I'm gonna be.
Is a choice for me.
Kujichagulia, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Self-determination,
self-determination.
You have the power to decide now who you are.
You got the power right now, yeah. You are beautiful and made to be great. You have something wonderful to create. So express yourself outstandingly, yeah. Oh, express yourself.
Who I'm gonna be.
Who I'm gonna be.
Is a choice for me.
Your choice.
I decide my destiny.
Oh yeah. Sing it out.
Who I'm gonna be. Choice for me. I decide.
Happy Kwanzaa on CITR 101.9 FM. So that was principle number two, Kujichagulia, which means self-determination. That's the first green candle of the that is lit on the Kinara. So we did have someone try and call in and attempt to make a phone call. And unfortunately, the phone lines are not working today. I looked at the cord and it's all frayed and needs to be replaced and who knows what else. So this is a perfect example of why we had our funding drive. So thank you to everyone who called in and donated. And I'd like to remind you that if you haven't paid for your pledge and picked up your prize, please do so as soon as possible. Things like this, it's so important. I had the whole show planned to have calls coming in from you, sending in your holiday messages. And unfortunately, no one can call in now because there's no way for me to access these phone calls. So that's why your donations were so important. And hopefully that will get fixed up definitely in time for January 2nd so we can have phone calls in to get those New Year's prizes from Sage Natural Wellness. If you still have a message that you'd like to send out, please email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com before the end of the show, and I will read your message on the air. So Michael called in and it wasn't working, so he called my cell phone and he just wanted to wish me a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to myself and to all the DJs and staff at CITR. So I thought that was really sweet. And again, if you have any messages that you'd like to get out there, email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. We're listening to the CD Kwanzaa for Young People and Everyone Else. We've covered the first two principles of Kwanzaa, Umoja, which means unity, and Kujichagulia, which means self-determination. The next one is Ujima, and this is about collective work and responsibility on Synchronicity.
Sisters and brothers.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're listening to the CD Kwanzaa for young people and everyone else, talking about the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And that was Ujima, which is the second candle on the Kinara. Remember, the Kinara holds seven candles, which represents one candle for each day and each of the seven principles. And that was about collective work and responsibility. And I think that's really fitting right now with what's going on with our economy. It's time really to pull together and work together and remember that we're all connected, which is goes back to Umoja, the first principle of Kwanzaa, means unity. And again, everything that happens to one of us happens really to all of us, because we are all connected. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the economic situation that's going on, because I try not to let these things get to me. I try to focus on the positive, and you know, I'm into the law of attraction and all of that, so it's very important to focus on the positive. And I don't tend to watch the news or read the newspapers, except for Mondays when I report on the news here at CITR. So it's very important that I read the news then. But other than that, I try not to pay too much attention to it. But it just seems to be everywhere, talking about the economy right now. And even myself, I've been feeling, even though I haven't personally been affected by this yet, or hopefully won't be at all, I'm getting these feelings of worry and concern. And I was listening to Abraham today from Esther and Jerry Hicks, which I talk about sometimes on the show. And this was a CD from like years ago. It had nothing to do with what's going on right now, but it just, I turned it on and it was, Abraham was talking about how when we have feelings of negativity, when we have feelings of fear or worry, that what that means is that our source, our spirit, is it's not focusing on those negative things. Our spirit and our source is focusing on how well everything is in the world. There is so much positivity and goodness in the world, and in the news and the media, a lot of times what's focused on is the negativity. And the reality is that negativity is just such a small percentage of what's going on in the world. And so I was reminded today by listening to that those fears and those feelings of discord are there, because what I'm focusing on worries, that's not real. That's what is distracting me from the wellness and the abundance that is really truly part of the universe, and that we are all connected. And so I thought that was really apropos this morning. I just turned it on and I was like, whoa, sweet. So glad to hear that, because it made me feel a little bit better. So if you've been focusing on that kind of economic stuff that can get people down, you know, just remember that sometimes these things happen to kind of put things back into balance. I think that things have been out of balance for a while now, and maybe this is just something that's going to help settle things and rebalance the planet. And I'm hoping that that's the result that will come of all of this. So we are talking about Kwanzaa today, and also Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Hanukkah, that's starting on December 21st this year. So just a couple days away, and it will be Hanukkah. So then you get lots of gifts for Hanukkah as well, and you light candles on the menorah. So if you are Jewish or you celebrate Hanukkah, then Happy Hanukkah to you. And we're going to continue on with the songs about Kwanzaa. We've talked about Umoja, which means unity, and Kujichagulia means self-determination. The last song was Ujima, about community members working together, because of the West African proverb that says rain does not fall on one roof alone. And that ties right back into unity, as how we're all connected and everything has a reaction. And now number four, principle number four, is cooperative economics, Ujamaa, on CITR.
Ujamaa. orange juice. It's probably my favorite thing to drink in the whole wide world. Every morning, Daddy cuts big oranges into halves and squeezes them on this thing called a press. The juice is so delicious. Well, yesterday morning, he told me that a woman named Madeline Turner invented the fruit press in 1916 so that people could easily squeeze more oranges than you usually can by hand. And guess what? She was from Oakland, California. That's where I live. I told Daddy that I want to invent something one day that will help a lot of people the same way, and he said...
That's a fantastic idea, Karen. You have quite an imagination, and it's nice that you want to share it with others. We're all made stronger by helping others grow strong.
And then we drank some of the best juice Daddy's ever squeezed. It makes me thirsty just thinking about it.
He owns Jackson's Market, two blocks up and one block over on Kessler Avenue. My family, like most other families in our neighborhood, has shopped there for years. In fact, we bought sugar and flour and paper napkins and bread and eggs and lots of other things from Mr. Jackson for as long as I can remember. My mother says,
when Mr. Jackson does good business, it helps the entire community by providing jobs for some and goods for the rest of us.
So, I guess you should buy a candy bar every day to help Mr. Jackson out.
Michael, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
AMS Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And this is the last show of the year. So I just want to thank you so much for being with me and listening for all these months. I started the show in in the summertime, and I've been having such a wonderful time here, and I'm just so happy to be continuing on. So I'll be starting again on January 2nd, and hopefully the phone lines will be working by then so that we can give away some prizes. If not, we'll find some other way to give away the prizes for the new year, possibly through email or something like that. So if that's a prize that you're wanting for the new year, feel free to email me early at spiritualshow@gmail.com, because what I may do is, if the phone lines, I'm crossing my fingers that they'll be working, but you know, over the holidays, how much time are they going to have to fix these things? So email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com, because there's a possibility maybe I'll be doing a draw for something like that. So remember to name, include your name and your phone number if you'd like those prizes, and especially if you're in Vancouver, because you will need to be picking them up here at the station on the UBC campus. So again, thank you so much for listening. We're talking about Kwanzaa, which starts on December 26th and runs through to January 1st is the last day of Kwanzaa. And again, it was started in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karenga, and it's celebrated by more than 18 million people worldwide. And it's not a religious holiday, it's not political, but it is about the Kwanzaa in Swahili means first fruits of the harvest. And I'm going to go over some of the principles that we've already talked about. The last song was Ujamaa, and that's about cooperative economics. And the principle before that was the third principle, Ujima, is about collective work and responsibility. The second principle is kujichagulia, which means self-determination. And the first principle is unity, umoja. And that's the black candle that's lit on December 26th, the first day of Kwanzaa. So all of these principles are really tying together. I mean, it's interesting that the first principle of Kwanzaa is unity, because they're talking about self-determination, which is excellent, and having self-esteem and doing good things for yourself. And then it talks about collective work and responsibility and cooperative economics and how we're all connected. And even in times when things get stressful, it's really important to remember that we are all connected and we're all here to help each other and to uplift each other. So that's I think that's our job here on planet Earth, is to uplift others and be there for the people that we care about most. And remember that we are all connected. And last week we were talking about with the guy from Christmas Future, how there are people in other parts of the world who we may not have met yet, but they really are our brothers and sisters. We're all connected and we're all one. And it's not just humans, it's all the animals and beings on the planet. We are all connected. We all live on this planet together, and we need to take care of it and take care of each other and uplift each other. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. That starts on December 21st to the 29th this year, according to the internet. And the 12 days of Christmas, I've been doing some research, and it's funny because I was raised Christian, Catholic, but I didn't know that the 12 days of Christmas actually start after Christmas. It's either the first day of Christmas or Boxing Day is the first, the 12 days of Christmas when they start. So I didn't realize that until today. So you learn something new every day. You think that you know everything, and you don't. So that's why it's important to listen to Synchronicity, so that you can learn new things every day. Okay, so we're going to continue on with Kwanzaa for young people and everyone else. And the fifth principle of Kwanzaa is Nia, which means purpose. Here it is on Synchronicity.
Say in! Now say, hey!
Hey!
What does it spell?
Nia!
What does it spell?
Nia!
And what does it mean?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And that was Nia, which means purpose. And that's the first red candle that's lit on December 30th. The first red candle on the Kinara. That's what the holder is called. Similar to the menorah, but not the same thing. So don't get the two confused. They are quite different. And if you want to see what a Kinara looks like, just Google it. And I'm sure you've seen pictures of the Kinara before, and you may not have realized that that's what it was. But now the next time you see one, you'll know that it's the one with the black candle in the middle, three green candles on one side, and three red candles on the other. And that is the Kinara for Kwanzaa. So again, that was Nia, which means purpose. And the next song is Kuumba, which means creativity. And right now, with the holidays coming up, this is the perfect time to express our creativity. And you can make presents for people. And if you want to, you know, we talk about having green gifts and gifts that are environmentally friendly. Well, what better way to make someone's day than by using items that are maybe around your house to create something? Or you could bake some cookies or make a special cake or something. You know, bath salts you can make. Just look on the internet and you can find recipes for lots of different things. So if there's people on your list that maybe money might be a little bit tight, you know, you can always make them something. And it comes from the heart. And I think it means so much more to make something special for someone and use your creativity. So that's what this song is about. Kuumba, creativity.
Paint? Do you like to dance? Do you like to play a new beat?
Don't you hesitate to jump up at the chance to show your creativity.
Creativity.
La 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 la.
You create not only brings you joy or gives you pride.
Yeah, yeah.
The picture's larger than the way it makes you feel inside.
Feel inside.
'Cause those cool creations that maybe pop up in your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the potential to improve the rest of humankind.
Humankind.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking about Kwanzaa today. And that was Kuumba, which means creativity. You can celebrate creativity and share your creations with the world. And that is what this song is inspiring from the CD Kwanzaa for Young People and Everyone Else. And that is a CD that is available at the library in the Vancouver Public Library. So yes, I hope that you will listen to it some more. I did just receive an email from Shara, and her young daughter, Nomi, is learning about Kwanzaa today. She said that they want to celebrate different winter festivities with their daughter each year as she grows up. And one that they want to do is Kwanzaa. So it's great to learn more about it. So if you have kids, this is a CD for kids. So, you know, you can always listen to rebroadcast if you're just tuning into the show right now and you've missed some of the songs. Go to CITR.ca and you can check out, click on schedule under stuff there on the right-hand side of the page, and you can listen to podcasts of this show. I'll have it up probably by about 11 a.m. this morning, and you can listen to it again and again and again and again if you'd like, or any other show that we've done here on Synchronicity. So just check that out at CITR.ca. And if you have a Christmas message or a holiday message or a Hanukkah message, email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Coming up in a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive, and that's ska music to start your weekend off right. So again, we're all connected here at CITR and all across the world, so it's interesting how one show flows into another, and we all work together to bring you this entertaining station, CITR. So I want to thank you so much for listening all year, and if you've been a listener of Synchronicity since the beginning, then you know I started out, I think it was in May, I did a little bit of a trial run in the evening time, and then we started the regular show, I think it was July 1st or the first week of July. So if you've been around since way back then, I want to thank you for sticking around and listening. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for participating. Again, next week the station will be closed because we're in the Student Union building up here at UBC, so everything gets closed down over the holidays. So for a few days we'll be running rebroadcasts of, I don't even know what they've got planned, but it's going to be fun, it's going to be entertaining, you can tune in, but there will not be a show of Synchronicity on Boxing Day, which is the first day of Kwanzaa. And yeah, we'll be back again in the new year, 2009, January 2nd, with a New Year's resolution show, and hopefully the phone lines will be fixed by then. So the next principal in Kwanzaa, which is also the last principal. It is the last candle, which would be lit on January 1st. This is Imoni, which means faith. So here it is from the CD Kwanzaa for Young People and everyone else. Happy Kwanzaa on Synchronicity.
Sometimes you'll wonder if you will be all you can be, and doubts can cloud your hopes and your dreams. It's natural to
Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Featured UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
The UBC School of Music has jazz, opera, choirs, symphonies, and more. Visit www.music.ubc.ca for listings of free and nearly free musical elixirs to keep you warm all winter long.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. And again, I want to thank you for listening all of these months. This is the final show of the year. Just a reminder that the Student Union Building will be closed on Boxing Day, so I won't be here to run the show, but I'll be back again January 2nd for the New Year's resolution show. I'm not quite exactly sure what is going to be planned, but I know I'm going to be giving away some prizes to start off your New Year's resolutions. So since the phone lines are not working right now, and I'm not sure when they'll be fixed, feel free to email your entry to spiritualshow@gmail.com. And again, you can look me up on Facebook as well. That's spiritualshow@gmail.com. And I'll put you in a draw to win some fabulous prizes that you can come pick up here at the station. And they will be from Sage Natural Wellness, who donated a bunch of stuff. And I got an email from them today just reminding me that anything that you purchase from Sage Natural Wellness that has shea butter in it will be supporting the people, the women in the South Sudan who have their own Lulu Works, it's called. They have their own business that produces the shea butter, and they make it all by hand, and it's just beautiful. They're able to educate their children and employ other women in the community, and it's just a fabulous program. And so if you have a Friends of CITR card, you can get 10% off at the Robson location as well as the West 4th location of Sage Natural Wellness. And if you purchase a shea butter product, then you'll be helping out the women in the South Sudan who use their creativity, which is Kuhumba, and they use their cooperative economics, which is Ujamaa, and the collective work and responsibility, which is Ujima, all principles of Kwanzaa. Again, I'm going to go over the principles before I wrap up the show. So we've heard all seven of the principles. Again, the holiday Kwanzaa starts on December 26th, which is Boxing Day here in Canada. Umoja means unity. Kujichagulia means self-determination. Ujima means collective work and responsibility. Ujama is cooperative economics. Nia means purpose. Kuumba means creativity, and Imani means faith. And I hope that I am pronouncing all of those words correctly. And again, thank you so much for listening this year. We're going to wrap up the show with the Kwanzaa dance. So thank you for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Again, next week, the Student Union Building will be closed, so there won't be a show. Other than next week, I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. or noon to 1 p.m. on the East Coast at cosmicdimensions.com. You can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, good tidings for Yule, and Happy New Year. I'll be back next year, January 2nd. Until then, be good to yourself. And if the holiday hoopla gets a bit stressful, take a moment and remember the true meaning of why we celebrate this season. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Happy Kwanzaa!